Night Baseball would originate in the Negro Leagues 5 years before they ever played a night game in the major leagues. They were playing them in the Negro Leagues. J.L. Wilkinson, who owned the Kansas City Monarchs, literally mortgaged everything he had to pioneer night baseball, portable generated light towers. So not only could they play a night game in Kansas City, they could load them up on the truck and play a night game virtually anywhere. And Wilkie wasn't doing it to be innovative, he was doing it for survival. You see, during that era, the Negro Leagues were primarily relegated to playing on Sundays. Major League Baseball really didn't play on Sundays, and so the Negro Leaguers would play that Sunday doubleheader. Of course, we left church. We left church, y'all, going straight to the ballpark, dressed to the nines, as they would say, looking good.
That's why I'm so dressed up.
Absolutely. And so Wilkie was looking for a way to get the working class fan into the ballpark. Night baseball became the answer. Night baseball became bigger than Sunday games. Sunday games were so popular that black churches would move their service time up and out. Now, if you know anything about the black church, you'll mess with service time. 11 o'clock Sunday, go to meeting when the Monarchs were at home, or the New York Black Yankees were at home, the Newark Eagles at home. Service started at 10 o'clock, and everybody filed out one that Sunday doubleheader. Night baseball was even bigger than that. But as I oftentimes share with our visitors, here's where the fallacy occurs. American historians never viewed Negro League baseball as having been professional. Thus, the major leagues could get credit for something that had happened 5 years before. And as I share with my young audience, it is like Columbus discovering a country that already had people on it.